InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
Last week, and I told you days ago, Hegseth did not say kill them all. Hegseth was not even on the call. They called and got his authorization. He said carry out operations, and he went to the next 500 things he had to do. And I know Hegseth's also not a liar. He's not stupid. He'd get caught in a lie like that. And I also know the military's protocol because I followed it and covered it so much. And nothing's more documented than drone strikes. We've all seen thousands of the videos. But I made some phone calls last week. And they said it's 100% a hoax. The admiral went in. The Joint Chiefs chairman told the Senate yesterday exactly what Hegseth said was the exact truth. And they had the judge advocate generals and everybody in there. Because it was the first time they were hitting a boat, and they made the call that it was legal. And then Hegseth said the admiral made the call, and then the people above him said it was legal. They were already following the order that had been given by the president and by me. And then it was time, because now the boat had been tracked, and they knew who was on it, and they had the ready intelligence. You know, that's how the military works. You don't have the Secretary of Defense over every operation, you know, watching each little piece of it. I mean, they were there, obviously, for bombing Iran. That's a little different. And the issue here, the reason I start the show with this is, it's cut and dry that the Washington Post was given a classified leak of lies. They don't just leak classified information that's illegal, unless you are exposing a crime. But when it's proven you're not exposing a crime, it's now a felony. Goes all the way up to treason, depending on why you did it and how much damage it causes. But it's the leaking lies. That's what's really criminal, and that's what makes it treason. So I want... And I'm all about the freedom of the press, but this is not the Washington Post operating as a press. It's operating as a criminal saboteur organization that's done this countless times. I want a Pentagon investigation, because they have jurisdiction over this. I want them to go. They have the rights. Because you're in the military, you don't have those rights. I want all their communications scanned. Gabbard should order it. Pentagon, internal investigations, Army investigation should all be over this. I want all the phone numbers scanned. Give it to AI. In 2 minutes, you'll have it. I want to know who lied. I don't want them charged with treason. Because if we have to go into any wars or conflicts, these pieces of crap are going to be leaking fake information to sabotage our country and our military. And this is a top national security threat. I want who lied and said Hegseth was on the phone saying kill them all and all this stupid-ass crap in a supermax prison for life. It's like Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Milley, saying, oh, don't worry, I called the Chinese leaders and said, I've got the nuke codes. Trump really isn't the president on January 6th. Trump was talking about hitting China. He admits that. I mean, we have to stop putting up with this crap. If you did that stuff around George Washington, he'd hold a court-martial in one day and hang your ass from a tree. Just like that. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
My eyes are blind, but I can see. The sun no longer sets me free. I feel the snowflakes freezing me. Of the end of the first phase of the Great Awakening and the Great Fourth Turning. There's nothing the power structure can do to stay in control. AI won't do it. Culture war won't do it. Nothing can save them. Justice is right. Justice is good. Justice is strong. The only question is, how painful is this going to be? And what new future are we going to build? But in the end of a cycle, which we're ending the cycle of decadence and now catapulting into the new cycle of rebirth, but you're alive during the most important time in recorded known human history. And this is my report to you, the people of Earth. All right, Hollywood is in total collapse phase, or they've woken up to the fact that they've already collapsed. A lot of big news surrounding that. That's important to the larger ongoing collapse of their system. We are going to have a bunch of big guests on today as well. I'll tell you about it in a little while. The White House has put out the new national security strategy. And it rightfully says NATO expansion and UN replacement migration are two of the large threats developing and ripening that constitute, in among several other threats, the top threats facing America. Quite a statement, and I've got the report right here. Updated Trump national security strategy opposes NATO expansion, warns mass illegal immigration could erode Europe's loyalty. Well, that's the whole plan. Also, I'm going to get more into this later, but 100% of everything you heard about Hegseth and the kill them all drug boat story was a lie. There wasn't even a phone call. There wasn't even a communication. He wasn't overseeing the strike, just like he said. They called and said, okay, green lit. Ready to execute. He said, execute. That's what you do. Hand it over to the admiral. Had nothing to do with it. And now the senators, the Democrats, had to come out and say, oh, yeah, it's true. It was made up, but still, it was scary watching the people get blown up on the boat. Yeah. And now, like a fart in church, they just kind of let it slip out. Hope nobody smells it. Hope nobody knows where it came from. And they just move on to the next bullcrap. Hegseth, kill them. Kill them all. Hegseth's like, this is ridiculous. I wasn't even, I greenlit the operation. I was a quick phone call. But he's supposedly for an hour sitting there watching the satellite feed, drooling, playing with his tallywhacker. And they testified exactly what Hegseth said. They went up the chain of command for the second strike. They had the judge advocate general there and their lawyers. That's the judge, though. And they said, yeah, the order hit it again, which is standard operating procedure. If they say destroy the boat and the boat's not destroyed, what do? If you follow an order, you drop more bombs on it. You drop more missiles on it. But again, that's not the story, and I'll get to it more. If you leak something that's truly exposing criminal activity, you're protected. If you leak something that isn't exposing criminal activity, you've committed a serious felony with national security information. If you leak lies, hiding it under a leak of national security information, you've now engaged in false signals or a false flag, and you've now planted dangerous disinformation to undermine the military and national security of this country, and they have a name for it. It's called espionage. And you think of Russia or China as our main adversaries, and they are country-wise. But what about the globalists? What about the enemy within? This is globalist, leftist, coup d'etat, undermine the military, undermine the Secretary of Defense, to undermine the president, so that they can launch their civil war and the military won't follow Trump's orders that are constitutional to stop it. So it is treason. That's why you got all these senators on TV saying, military, don't follow his illegal orders. Military, save us from Trump. You know, just a couple weeks ago, they're like, well, just don't follow illegal orders. We're not saying it's illegal. Now they're like, no, it's all illegal. But it's not. So they manufacture lies and hide it inside. Ooh, 007, this message will self-destruct in 10 seconds. Mission impossible crap. Trump has the Justice Department, the military lawyers review it. These are drug boats under the Thomas Jefferson president and eight other laws. The Barbary pirate is the first precedent. Even before I saw their briefs, I said that months ago. They're, of course, briefing on that first. I mean, it's just history. And the laws were passed to do that. Just like when Trump's deporting illegal aliens and people with criminal records, I mean, I can go back to all the laws. I mean, I know it's going to come out in court later. It's cut and dry. Don't need to be a damn lawyer to know that. So they just think they're going to sit there in any conflict we're in or any crisis and have a bunch of traitors inside the Pentagon lie and tell the Washington Post made up stories. But you know, the Washington Post and the Democrats are so bad, maybe there's not anybody actually they even talk to. You think of that? But they tend to like to put the blame on somebody else. No, I think there's like a Vedman, you know, type person in there. It's all sorts of wokest in there. No, I, knowing their past behavior, they've been trying to hype these things as illegal and building it up for an impeachment of Trump, just like all the other fake intelligence they put out. And this all comes right out of Brennan. And so they get together in little illegal councils, and they're sitting there talking to these officers and other people. And it went something like this. Well, I heard from somebody that was in the communications this happened. That way, when it comes out, it's a lie. They say, if it ever comes out, well, I heard. Well, heard from who? I don't know. That's how they do it. So, this is treason. Planting fake stories hidden inside national security. Diverting the Department of War and the Secretary of Defense for weeks dealing with this horse shit. I know it's the Democrat piggy bank. And I know they're running the money laundering out of there. It's got, you know, just in their operations, 10 times the budget of the CIA. It's allied with the criminal elements of that, manipulating us. I understand Trump has the power. It's constitutional. I understand the move. If he could do it cleanly, I'd agree with it. You can't, we can't go attack a country the size of Texas with the CIA embedded and all these traitors embedded in our military operations. We can't go in there. Because they'll leak intelligence of where our troops are and aircraft and get people killed. They'll sabotage 100%. And they'll plant fake stories to discredit what's going on and say Trump's a war criminal. Now, I get it. Just because they're going to do that, Trump can't be paralyzed by it. But I know how these people work, and they're not going to take this opportunity and let it just go by. They're not going to let a good crisis go to waste. So, and I'm not riding the fence on this where, oh, I support regime change, but it's not safe. I mean, that's just a fact. Now, they found out who planted this lie, this fake intelligence, and they indict that piece of crap. For espionage, working for a criminal cabal. See, we always think of espionage, again, as the Israelis or the Chinese or something, or the Venezuelans working with the traitors inside our country for election theft. Yeah, that's the classic thing. But no, there's corporate espionage. There's globalist espionage. There's, and most of our problems are actually BlackRock and the globalists and the big banks and all these places. They all operate as their own spy networks. And so we need to see cases for the first time of espionage, not against people working for foreign countries, but working for corporate criminal mafias. And that's what the Democratic Party and their whole globalist, socialist, communist international is. So not even espionage, say, for the Russians or the Chinese, and that goes on. I'm saying espionage, just like with the Communist Party. Now, they'll say, well, you gave the nuke secrets to the, you know, the Rosenbergs to the Communist Party, and then they gave it to the Russians, so we can get you espionage to Russians. Whatever. The point is, I'm trying to get your mind around here that in the 21st century, and even before, but now big time, we're thinking about nations only, and we should think about them, but not everything. Not be blind to what real espionage is like. I mean, real espionage is a big corporation comes to you, OpenAI, Altman, and hires basically all of Musk's engineers and steal all his proprietary AI. And that's on record. He did it. See, that's espionage. That's corporate espionage. But we think of, oh, okay, well, he's suing Sam Altman, and he's got the witnesses. Okay, he's suing him? It's espionage. But you can say that's not national security, so okay. There's not a jurisdiction there for that. But there is when you're planting fake stories about the Secretary of Defense to undermine the president and to undermine the military and to undermine the command structure. That's what the CIA does in regime change before it goes into a country. This is a blueprint, playbook, program, like a recipe. How to make a chicken fried steak? Well, you get this type of hanger steak, and you get out the meat tenderizer mallet, and you beat it for 5 minutes on both sides, and then you bread it with seasoning, and then you bread it with the breading, and then you throw it into 400 degree Greece. Preferably, you really want to have a heart attack and have something delicious. Bacon grease. And then you cook it till brown and flaky. I mean, it's a damn recipe. And I'm sitting here watching them make it. Like you go to your friend's party, you walk in, oh, what are you doing? I can see you're making sangria. How do you know they're making sangria? They got all these fruits, lemons, limes, oranges. They got red wine. They got a big jar of ice. They're chopping it up. They're pouring red wine in. They're dumping the fruit in. They're making sangria. Get up with your little kid at 6 a.m. and you smell biscuits and mama's got a bowl whipping up the eggs. Oh, we're getting omelets this morning. Because you see on the counter the sausage and the bell peppers and the onions. And oh, he's like, that's right. You're getting an omelet this morning. So that's my job. It's so easy. You study all this stuff and it's all sitting out on the counter. But, I mean, we're so far along, mama's putting the omelet down on the table with the biscuits. And we sit here and we watch this crap go on in front of us, and then we get all the documents and all the hearings and all the admissions and Mike Benz and, you know, total proof. I mean, look at the headline today. Democrat plan for coup discovered. How about hundreds of their plans have been discovered? How about all the interlocking groups have been discovered? How about all these new documents have come out? It's ridiculous. So, I really like Lionel. Now, he's a former very successful prosecutor and talk show host. And so I'd give him he's an A as a talk show host. And I don't, many people are an A. But like me, he can go off down rabbit trails and side issues and things. We've just seen peak Lionel. General Flynn retweeted this. He's coming on Monday. Lionel is. Lionel texted me last week. He said, oh, I love your analysis on the deep state. I'm going to be doing something on it. I'm like, great. Well, he sure did his research. Wow. This is a 13-minute video. Then we come back, I'm going to play. And the way he lays it out, it's all 100% true. And everything, every 20 seconds, what he's saying, you can look it up, and it's a whole world of information. But he explains how the whole thing operates and what it's doing. And for me, this is very personal and very existential because it's now been declassified, and we know there's a lot more. I mean, I'm not going to spend hours getting into it all. Many of you have seen it. I mean, FBI, CIA, dark money, lawsuits, attacks on my family. And I'm not a victim. I know I'm a big boy. I got into this and expected this. But I expected when they did all this to me and it got drawn out and exposed, because we've been sent in as a probe to draw out the enemy. This is pawn sacrifice. I understand warfare. I volunteered to be sent into enemy, behind enemy lines to expose their positions. I volunteered decades ago to take on a suicide mission, okay? So I'm very happy about all this for what I've done, God working through me. Not a place of pride, a place of satisfaction. But I would expect that when we draw out the enemy positions, the air cover come in, no matter what happens to me, and blows the living hell out of these people. I'm willing to go to the Alamo, divert the army while folks in North Texas get geared up and ready, Northeast Texas, victory or death. I just expect you guys to deliver after we get wiped out. So I've expected to be wiped out forever. I'm surprised we're even still here hanging on. This is serious warfare, folks. But I will tell you that this operation has drawn out the enemy more than anybody other than Trump. And now I am starting to get really pissed off because I know there are a bunch of cowards, the DOJ. I know they're thinking about 3 years from now and the next job they get. You're not going to have a country or a world, dumbasses, because they're not even really crooks or gangsters. They're the worst thing. They're cowards. They're fence riders. They sit in the middle of the road. They're lukewarm. And I'm watching the globalists get their money cut off and a lot of great stuff happening, their carbon taxes killed, their agenda exposed, because Trump's for real. And I'm watching a bunch of cowards in government slow roll all of this and play both sides. And then I'm watching people Monday morning quarterback Trump all day about how he's a fake and he's not getting anything done. Bull crap. So we're going to come back. I'm going to go to this report. That's powerful. And I hope you take notes. And I hope you pay attention. And just like we took a 2-minute video of White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller and just added documents proving everything he said about the Mexican drug cartels being so murderous and criminal, I want to take this Lionel video and I want to have Rob do. He's up to the high level on this. He can have all the stuff quickly. Add documents over everything Lionel's saying. Because this is the proof. We've already laid the proof out, but it's a nice 13-minute chunk. It's quick, it's fast, it's dead on, it ties it all together. It's a hole in one. And people on the internet, hey, this is a participation sport, baby. I'm going to put this out live. You go grab it off X and Rumble, and you guys go add clips to it and doll it up. Because it's already a creme de la creme. But you can always make it better. You understand this is a life and death situation. And the globalists have said, and I know they mean business, and we've gotten the leaks. They got all the big law firms and all the big universities. They use the university faculty systems as weapon systems. They are gearing up for a purge that'll make North Korea look tame if they are able to steal the elections and get back in. This is death battle 100%, not a game. And so I just need people to have urgency, because I talk to high-level White House people that are hardcore and awake, but they still kind of are happy and, well, we're up here in power and, well, yeah, it's her, you know, and I that's why I can't go to the balls. I can't go to the galas. I just can't sit around and be going to the award ceremonies and stuff. I just say to them, I don't want an award. And that big controversy, think about that, that'll cause. What I want is for you to put on the war face and go to war. Because we're in a war. And people better get it. Trump gets it. Flynn gets it. I know a lot of you get it. But I'm telling you, folks, we just stirred up the hornet's nest. We just got the beachhead, okay? God Almighty. And I got to tell all these people out there that are claiming they're holier than thou and Trump isn't doing a job, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. And you better pray he's successful, because we all depend on it. Nicotinamide. Now, that's a $1,000 word. But what it is the raw precursor of NAD. Now, NAD energizes the entire body, cleans out the cells. It's amazing. But most people cannot absorb raw NAD. That's why you need the precursor, which this product has from organic form. But it has so much more. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited to announce this new product, DNA Reviver. This doesn't just have the precursor to NAD in it. It's got all the other organic compounds known to clean out your cells, give you incredible energy with no letdown, and supercharge your overall health. Right now, you get this product out of the gates, massively discounted at thealexshowstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, all the products are incredible. They all work synergistically together. But I've got to tell you, Ultra DNA Revival is a game changer for everyone. Young people, works great for them. But particularly middle-aged and older folks will really feel the difference. Now, things like our ultramethylene blue hits in 15 to 20, 30 minutes, okay? Our CMOS takes a week or so to build up. So does the bovine colostrum. Same thing with this. A week to 2 weeks, but within a month, 90%+ of people report incredible changes on every front. You need to go out and do your own research into NAD. You do your own research into all the ingredients that are in this product. Then realize this is the private label of a nationwide bestseller that has the top reviews in the country. Most of the products at theoxygenstore.com we didn't invent. We go out. What has the highest ratings? What's the most tested? What has the best reviews? They let us private label it, and we sell it to you. That way you get a great product at a competitive price, and you keep the show on the air. So take advantage of this new product right now, Ultra DNA Revival, at thealexjonesstore.com, and know that it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. But if you don't get DNA Revival, you're really missing out. You owe it to yourself, your family, and to your overall health to try this product. You can't lose. It funds the operation, and we know it really works. Here's some of the known effects this compound delivers. Noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes. Faster recovery and greater endurance. Sharper focus and mental clarity. Support for healthy blood sugar levels already in the normal range. Stronger immune function. Enhanced liver health and natural detoxification. Reduced everyday stress, anxiety, and protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And it just gets better from there. Ultra DNA Revival is the newest addition to thealexjonesstore.com, and we're extremely excited about it. If I could get a racehorse that had just won the Triple Crown and run it the next few races, I'd do it. It's that simple. And that's what I've done. If I could get Tom Brady at his peak to be my quarterback, I would. Well, that's how private labeling works. We go out to the top firms, the highest ratings, the best customer reviews, and we simply say, can we private label it? And in every case, they say, yeah, you can private label it. So it's not like we're reinventing the wheel. Whatever is the hottest, best reviews that people love, we go out and we get it. So when you get it, you love it. Well, that's what Ultra DNA Revival is all about. It's a private label, a best-selling brand that is simply amazing. You can empower your body, your immune system, your health, your clarity, your libido, your focus, and literally clean out your cells while at the same time funding this operation in the face of the globalists. That, my friends, is a 360 win at thealexjonesstore.com.
The bat phone is ringing off the hook. The Joker is at it again.
Quick, Robin. We must analyze this threat. Do you have a location on the Joker, Robin?
Yes, he's at the abandoned warehouse on 5th Street.
I'm sick of that Newsom Joker. He's going down, Robin!
Blast you, Bat Brain! Must you ruin every rib-tickling riddle I concoct?
He thought he was going to get away with all of that Ultra DNA Revival!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Get to this really powerful breakdown of Lionel. And again, the General Flynn reposted on X. I know the listeners are like, Alex, we know about the coup plan. We know about the operation. Yes, but the general public's just now learning about it. So if you expose it, all of the leaks and all of the riots and all the shooting up the Border Patrol and killing the National Guard and all of that and the movies and the Civil War garbage is the buildup to a actual globalist, totalitarian, communist takeover with us in forced labor camps. I mean, that's their admitted plan. I'm not trying to scare you. That's a fact. These are hardcore totalitarians. So they've got to be exposed. And his breakdown is excellent. And then I'm going to get into all the other news. But you're supposed to not have a memory and just, oh, Hegseth, kill everybody. He's a war criminal. All of it lies. None of it was true. Totally made up. Testified. Showed him the video. Play the audio of the commands and orders coming in. Hegseth's not even on the damn tapes. Total lie. To undermine the president and the secretary of defense and the readiness of our military ahead of the globalists trying to stage a coup. Kind of a big deal. I've got a lot more coming up on good things Trump's doing. And when I do that, I got a call this morning from some folks up in D.C. and they're like, you know, we're confused by your show. What can we do better? I mean, we see you getting mad at us, mad at the president one day, and then the next day how we're great. Well, like, we're confused. You're confused? When something I think's bad, I'm going to say it. When something's good, I'm going to promote it. I mean, say rocket science. You think out of a giant federal government, the biggest in history, and 4 million employees under the president, that everything going on is going to be perfect? It's ridiculous. But here's a big issue. I even see people saying, what has RFK Jr. done? Is that a joke? It would take me an hour just to scour my memory to draw it all up of the incredible things he's gotten done in just 8 months in after his confirmation, or 7 months in. And then I guarantee you, I don't know about half of what he's done because a lot of it's regulatory behind the scenes. But let me tell you, Big Pharma and the globalists are running around like chickens with their heads cut off. Just look today. And I said this like a month ago in a report because I'd been told this was coming. They just banned the hepatitis C shot for children at birth. And I said they were going to ban it. People go, no, they're not, blah, blah. They banned all thimerosal in the shots. They killed all the new funding for mRNA. Panel votes to end recommendation for hepatitis B shot for all newborns. And people are spinning it. Well, wait a minute. That isn't banning it. They won't give a shot if they're not given liability protection under the 1986 Act. It is equivalent of banning it. Very dangerous shot, massively associated with all sorts of health problems. If you're not having anal sex or an intravenous drug user that shares needles, you don't want to take it, and it causes all sorts of issues. And look, CDC panel drops hepatitis B shot recommendation for infants. Boom! MMR, where they put three shots in one, massively linked to the problems. They put out orders to stop. I mean, it is taking all the food dyes out that are so deadly and addictive. I mean, recommending the states remove fluoride, on and on and on, and releasing massive geoengineering report on what agencies are doing it. You notice none of it gets attention. Just bloop, 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 bloop. Bombshell, 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 bombshell. I mean, Kennedy is wrecking their ass. Him alone is good we got Trump in. And it's funny. I didn't know. I knew the panel was going to do this. I didn't know it was going to happen today. It said the next few weeks. I already had a giant stack of Kennedy kicking ass that I meant to get to today. And they just walked in to start the show. And they go, bloop. I can't even keep track of it. And like I said, Tulsi Gabbard's done her job. She declassified the total proof of Obama, Brennan lying to Congress, the FBI running espionage against the American people, creating fraudulent dossiers, literally stealing elections, Chi-Com's involved with the mail-in ballots 2020, the FBI covering it up, bombshell, 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 Arctic frost, crossfire hurricane, bombshell, bombshell, just the stuff on me, dozens of documents. Crossfire hurricane, Arctic frost, destroy Alex Jones, bombshell, bombshell, top threat, target Jones, CIA, get Jones. CIA's after me. No, I just go, here's the document, CIA after me. I should be like, they're coming to kill me. There's hits out on me. The French are going to kill me. Oh, hit teams. God, I'm scared. And I'm not even saying that couldn't be true, but where's the evidence? I love Candace. The point is, there's like government documents, CIA, get him. Pouring out. Everybody's like, well, that's just Alex Jones. He's a big boy. He can take it. I am a big boy. The point is they're trying to get through me to get to you. Do you got that? I want to go to this Lionel video. It's really important. But before I do that, I'm not backed by the Israelis or the Chi-Coms or the Russians or the Qataris. I'm backed by you. You want to know who backs me? People that think they're getting good information and want to support this broadcast, go to theauctionstore.com. You want to know who the paymaster is? You want to know who the boss is? You. But your support is your voluntary support. I don't come out here and say what's going to sound good to the audience. I'm going to say what they want to hear. I think you're just like me. I'm going to say what I think is the truth, what's the most accurate, and if you agree with it, then we're on board together and let's go. But I can't do this without you. So there's a sale going till Sunday. It's huge. Buy any supplement, the ultramethylene blue, you name it, and get any other supplement you want. Mix and match. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $40 one free. That's a hell of a deal, a massive sale. Also, every 2 months, there's a one-week period that this happens, and it ends today on the sweepstakes, where they've always got badass super off-road vehicles that are just incredible. And they give away one every 2 months. Well, there's a 1 week period where when you buy anything on the site, it's always like that. But there's 1 week period where you get put in to get both vehicles. 50 times entry. So you go buy a bumper stickers or you go buy a ball cap or you buy some ultramethylene blue, Irish CMOS, whatever it is. And today's the last day. This week was the window of that. It happens every 2 months. You get put in to win the super awesome, insane 500 horsepower Jeep. And I don't dislike Jeeps, but I'm not a Jeep guy because I was, you know, driving grandpa's and my dad's. This damn thing is like a Cadillac, but rocket propelled. Because we had one before we gave away too in a sweepstakes. So I drove around for a month. That was hard to turn loose. This is not grandpa's Jeep. This is George Jetson's Jeep. And this one's even sexier in the black one we gave away. Look at that olive. Ugh. Juicy tires, I'm telling you. So, and also this super off-road Raptor right now, that's the new offer. So today's the last day to get put in for this and be able to win both and $10,000 cash either. So it increases your chances of winning one or both right now. Take advantage. But the bigger news is, there's a whole bunch of new products on the site that are so awesome, I can't even believe it. I can't believe the price points. Super concentrated, nano, top brand. We were able to private label the ingredients from the top creatine maker in the U.S., Ultimate Creatine Gummies, and they taste great in two different flavors. Look at this gigantic canister of gummies. An insanely low price. I don't even have time to get into that. There's a bunch of other insane new products. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Okay, I'm going to stop here. I'm going to go to Lionel's, former prosecutor, TV host, syndicated radio host, you name it. But he really knows his stuff and codifies the ongoing coup so well right here. I wanted to roll it. Here it is.
It has all the elements of a coup. A palace coup, a slow coup, a soft coup, a coup d'etat, except nobody bothered to hide it. They recorded themselves. They bragged about it. Before January the 20th, before President Trump could even take office, U.S. aid officials secretly migrated internal government communications off official systems onto encrypted signal chats. Federal workers taking federal salaries to conceal federal work. That is not democracy. That is a mutiny via Wi-Fi. Now, they didn't wait for policy. They didn't wait for the results of an election. They didn't lie. No, 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 no. They pre-organized, pre-arranged resistance. They linked with foreign NGOs. They coordinated with outside actors. They moved in secret with purpose. They did not fear voters. They feared supervision.
So the question I started with tonight is, are we currently in a domestic homegrown color revolution? Well, I want to go back to this first chalkboard because it frames out how our own government facilitated regime change all over the world. There's a government, you know, ultimately at the top. Support is given through organizations like USAID, the State Department, or somewhere else within the administration. Then you have a degree of separation. It's privatized. NGOs, the National Endowment for Democracy, National Democratic Institute, International Republican, all of these things. Then there's the money, the people with the real money, and that's people like George Soros through his Open Society and tides. We should do a show again on tides, or just look it up on YouTube. You'll find an old show of mine on tides. And even government-funded NGOs like Ned, again, over here. The money, this time, is coming from you. Excuse me. Finally, the demonstrators, the youth movements, the people who hit the streets, and a sympathetic media that will help deliver their message. I'm going to add labor unions in here because they are contributing to the organizing of these protests, this grassroots. Okay, so this is how revolutions are set up. But what are the conditions for one to be successfully conducted? When can regime change actually be attempted? Well, State Department learned this by doing it over and over and over again. And we know it because Obama's ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul, literally wrote the book on it. This is what was required, as per Obama's administration, to topple a country. Are you ready? You need a semi-automatic regime, not fully autocratic. It has to be semi. You have to have an unpopular incumbent. You have to have a united and organized opposition. Do we have these things yet? Then you have to have the ability to quickly drive home the point that the voting results were falsified. You need the media to inform people about the falsified vote. You need an opposition capable of mobilizing thousands of demonstrators. And then you need divisions among the regime's coercive forces like the military or the police. Sounds like we have all of those, doesn't it?
Pay attention very carefully. Listen to what I'm saying, because what we are looking at, or what I'm looking at, what we should be staring at, is not politics. It is the blueprint for a slow motion overthrow of a constitutional republic. And if you think this is theater, if you think this is just exaggeration, listen to the dialogue, because the script is in English. The actors are America's bureaucracy, and the production is funded by American taxpayers who never agreed to bankroll a domestic revolution waged against their own vote. Do you hear what I'm saying? The Office of Transition Initiatives, OTI, was designed to destabilize foreign governments suspected of autocracy. Now that machinery is being aimed at America, at us, at you. And they were proud of it. These are professional regime specialists boasting that once Trump won, they suddenly found time, networks, and moral justification to topple him from inside his own government. And that isn't oversight. That's sedition. Sedition with business cards. And when the roadmap is clear, they don't march in uniform. They appear as 10,000 separate little nonprofits, climate cells here and gender cells there and faith-based dialogue groups, union workshops, racial justice subcommittees, mental health hubs, every aspect you can imagine, even juror training projects teaching nullification, how to acquit political allies, even when the defendant is clearly guilty. 10,000 names, one network, they wait. And when the order arrives, they call it coordination. But professionals know the word activation. This is not organic. Now think about this is grassroots. It doesn't, It doesn't grow from the soil. It grows from the treasury, from grants, from university chairs, from foundations obsessed with global governance and allergic to American sovereignty. Johns Hopkins alone has received $25 billion, it is reported, in a decade. You think it's all for medical research? Hell no. They admit the goal is bridging domestic and international democracy transition. What the hell does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. Translation, foreign regime change tactics now practiced at home here. And what point does that become a crime? At what point does that transition into criminality? They even wrote their playbook. First, move communications off government servers. Second, smear whistleblowers as disinformationists. Third, activate protest networks. Fourth, weaponize DEI to link every conceivable fringe into one massive blob that looks organic but moves like a trained battalion. And then comes, even better, and then comes the closer, lawfare, quietly surround the legal system, bury investigations, train jurors to nullify verdicts. They don't need to win elections when they can win indictments. Oh, it's beautiful. And they warn us. They warn us constantly about domestic authoritarianism. Sounds good, right? They don't mean Putin. They don't mean Iran. They mean the 45th president of the United States. See, the man elected by voters that they don't trust, the man the founders prepared for with checks and balances, the man they treat like a virus while presenting themselves as the immune system. And the media, the media nod right along. They don't know. They don't really care. They're proxies. They're sock puppets. And not because it's true, but because the bureaucracy happens to serve the narrative. It gets even better. They call this saving democracy, but they are dismantling the right to choose leadership at all. First they say you voted wrong. Then they say you can't vote on this at all. And then they whisper the line used in every authoritarian takeover in history. We had to save the system from the voters. We had to save the system from the voters themselves. They're the ones that are the problem. And the next phase? Oh, they told us themselves. They want to build new socio-political economic governance systems. What the hell does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. It means a phrase that should chill every American alive. That's not reform. That's replacement. A shadow government built under ours using compassionate language to justify censorship, surveillance, intimidation, and control dissent. And when they decide there is constitutional danger, the election becomes irrelevant. The administrative state takes the wheel, the three-letter agencies become horsemen, and the definition of democracy becomes whatever scares them the least. But they fear one thing, exposure. Not rage, not slogans, precision, subpoena, retrieval of every signal chat, and encrypted directive. Full audit of every USAID partner organization. Track the contracts, track the university grants, track the training manuals. Because once this leaks off X and lands in a courtroom, their language collapses. A judge can't be gaslit. If President Trump returns with a pen and a spine to that which we know, this network can be dismantled. Records can be seized, funding cut, oversight restored. If not, a precedent will be cemented. Because the moment arresting presidents becomes normal, becomes permanent. And then elections are simply the mask worn by the ruling class to mimic consent. That's what's happening. See, they think we'll... No, correction. They think you'll do nothing. They think you'll argue over slogans while they quietly write the new rulebook in encrypted chat. They hope for Republican politeness. They pray for conservative fatigue. And they expect Americans to shrug their shoulders while they harden the machinery of a managed state behind the glass of philanthropy and justice. And they hope that you're going to be too busy worrying about things like, oh, I don't know, death threats to famous conservative commentators or conservatives who were stepping down or internecine battles between conservative commentators. They want you to keep busy with that. That's a distraction. This is what I've been telling you. But we do not belong to them. This republic is older than their playbook. It's stronger than their network. And it's built on the idea that still exists, by the way, that power answers to the citizen, not the donor. Voters don't need approval to defend their own voice. They only need courage. And history has never cared about the timid. Tyranny does not frighten me. Shouldn't frighten you. Cowardice does. The next 100 days may decide the next 100 years. And the choice is not subtle. We will either surrender to a network of nonprofits or defend a constitutional republic. Because votes mean nothing when the people counting them believe they work for someone higher than the voter. This isn't democracy. This is rule without consent. And that, my friend, is exactly what our founders warned us about. So now it is staring us in the face. What are we going to do about it, my friends? What are we going to do? We're going to arm ourselves with the truth. We're going to pay attention and focus, and we're not going to let them do it to us. You understand this? We are not going to be taken over by these people, period.
I've always liked Lionel and respected him. That was a hole-in-one. That's Michael Jordan flying, you know, Air Jordan dunking. I mean, that is perfect, accurate, devastating. We're going to post that to X, share the living hell out of it. If you want to defeat the tyrants, hour number 2 straight ahead, share the live feeds now. Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Oh, 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 oh.